That's the end of the quarter. Play as Davis pitches out. It'll be to Landry. No, to Alvarez, and he loses some yardage on that back to his own 43-yard line on the first play of the fourth quarter for about a 2-yard loss. It'll be third down and 12. The pass he throws complete at, or is it? He falls and slips down out of bounds. Alvarez was the intended receiver, and let's see if they do rule it complete or not. I don't think so. Alvarez was down along the far sideline. It'll bring up a fourth down. It is ruled an incomplete pass. There are no deep safeties for the Jackets. Chisholm gets a low snap but controls it, but the ball goes almost straight up in the air as he kicks it, and it's going to be allowed to die at the Jacket 33. On a bootleg play, keeps it. He's got to the 40, to the 43-yard line before he's rolled under by Clifton Britton, defensive end of the Indians. Rolls to the right on a bootleg play. He's tripped up and dropped behind the line of scrimmage at his own 40-yard line. Third down. And about third and three for the Jackets. A big third down play for Port Arthur. Tom Rhodes comes to the near side as they split in. Anderson to the right. The handoff looks like to Howell, and did he get that first down or not? It's going to be very close as he gets up to the 44-yard line and dumped. It is a first down for the Jackets. That split in. Back is going back and rolling to the left now and keeping it and dropped for a big loss. Is quarterback Parker, and it was Harold Lawson who came blitzing through the line and dropped him back at his own 37-yard line for about a 5-yard loss. And Parker hands off to Dennis Howell, and he gets nowhere. He's stopped at his own 44-yard line. Billy Seeley comes up along with Ronald Wilbanks and McCaffrey on their own 39-yard line. Parker is back to pass. He looks. He's being blitzed, and he's tripped up, but he gets away from one tackler. He's up to the 40 and tripped up again and falls to the turf, slipping out of bounds at about the 49-yard line. And he did not get enough yardage by about 5 yards for the first down, and the Jackets are faced now with a kicking situation. Will kick from his own 36-yard line. He gets a high snap but controls it. Gets away a sliding kick. Hits at the 30, to the 20. They're going to watch it die at about the 12-yard line. It's killed there at the Indian 12-yard line. Blank to the right, Westy Britton to split into the left. Here's the handoff and a drive right up the middle to the 14-yard line. I believe Alvarez was the ball carrier. Alvarez was the ball carrier. And he gets out to about the 14-yard line. At which point it'll be second down and seven, about 3 yards gain on the play. This time it's Rusty Britton to the right side and Leighton Brown flanked to the left. The handoff to the second man, Tommy Landry, is across the 15 out to the 17-yard line. He stopped there. Gernance now comes out as they split into the right. A handoff to Leighton Brown, who now throws to Davis, but it is incomplete and batted down. Let's see who it was. It's awfully difficult to see the numerals on these players because they are coated with mud and soaking wet. And so the Indians will be forced to kick. He shakes his hands, trying to get some of that moisture off. Here's the snap. He controls it, gets his kick away. It's a good one. It's coming down around the midfield stripe, takes an Indian bounce, and they watch it die. It's completely surrounded by Indians as it dies at the Jacket 42. Continues to fall in increasing intensity. Parker comes onto the field. These lads are all soaking wet. Parker, hands off, there's a loose football, and I believe, yes, an Indian recovery at the Jacket 43. And to the right, in the slot is Brown. The handoff to Leighton Brown on the end around. He gets to the 40, to the 39, the 38, and he's dragged down and slides across that muddy field. They will place it on the 37-yard line, the Jacket 37. Play. Second down and six. Second down play coming up for the Indians. It's a pop pass. Davis completes the Gurnett to the 30, to the 28-yard line. And he picks up the first down at the Jacket 28, I believe. If all is in order, yes, it is. And the Indians have a big first down. It's 29 seconds left to play in this ball game. The Indians trying to drive to get one more touchdown, if possible, and win this ball game. The handoff to Landry. He hits the line for just about a yard gain is all. And still 10. The handoff to Alvarez. He plows down to around the 21-yard line before he is stopped by Brian Thompson. Alvarez getting nice yardage on that play. A fresh football comes in after each down and immediately covered by a towel to keep it as dry as possible. The clock continues to run with 4 minutes and 33 seconds left in this ballgame. The Indians needing desperately to get back up on that scoreboard. They would like very much to defeat these Jackets. Davis with a long count. Hands off again to Alvarez. He gets nowhere as he ricochets off the line and hits the ground at the 22-yard line. His forward motion was stopped at the 20, they rule. And it's fourth down and three at that point. I'm like you, Jim. I don't think they would attempt a field goal with these field conditions and that slippery football. They're going to run it, though. As Leighton Brown flanks to the right, the Jacket fans are shouting. Davis on the handoff to Alvarez. Did he get the first down or not? He's down to around the 17-yard line. It's very close. A timeout is... Yes, it is a first down for the Indians at the 17-yard line. The ball is on the Jacket 17-yard line. Leighton Brown flanks to the right. Davis gives to Landry. Landry gets across the 15. And he's brought down at that point by Waylon Hughes, number 61. A gain of about a yard and a half. Slay by Davis as he goes around the left side. He's down to the 10 and to the 9-yard line. Ricky Carter comes up to make the stop for the Jackets. It will be now third down and about a yard. This picked up good yardage for the Indians. A long count again by Davis. The handoff, and he drives through to the 5, getting a first down if all is in order. It is a first down for the Indians. First and goal on the Jacket 5-yard line. Leighton Brown flanks to the right. It's a keeper play by Davis as he pulls his way down to about the 2-yard line. He's stopped there by Wayne Gregory. The Indians are 2 yards away from pay dirt. They have 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to play in this ball game. They trail by 1 point, 21-20. Second and goal at the 2-yard line. Again, Leighton Brown flanks to the right side. Davis gives to Alvarez. Touchdown! The Fort Nature's Grove Indians now go out in front as Alvarez takes it over from the 2-yard line. With a minute and 42 seconds left in this ball game, it's 26-21 and the try for extra point coming up. The Indians attempted to run the 2 extra points, were not successful in doing so, and our score remains the Fort Natchez Grove Indians 26, the Fort Arthur Yellow Jackets 21, and we'll just keep it here because they're going to kick off quickly here. And so the Indians lead this ball game. There is a minute and 42 seconds left to play in the game. And the Indians would like very much to walk away from this field, avenging the loss they suffered at the hands of the Jackets last year, which knocked them out of contention in the district race. Would you believe an onside kick? Well, I don't know, Jim. I think any way you kick that football tonight would be unpredictable because it is completely wet. The rain has abated just a little bit here. It is still coming down, not quite as heavy. Nunez will kick off. He gets his toe into it. It's a short one, and it's going to be taken by a short man, and he just falls on it at the 33-yard line.
I did not.
And the Indian fans are nervous. Mike Anderson on the near side. Parker wants the pass. He's being harassed. He shakes off one tackler and is rolled out of bounds at his 32-yard line.
The ball, I think, right about on the line of scrimmage. I think he did at least recover that much.
But he was successful in getting out of bounds to stop the clock. A minute and 32 seconds. A lot can happen in that length of time, as any of you football fans know. Worthington comes in, replacing Anderson, who splits to the right side. Rhodes to the left side. Parker wants the pass. He looks. He throws long downfield. It is patted into the air and intercepted by the Indians. He's back to the 40, to the 43-yard line. That was John Bice, and he is being completely smothered by his teammates. They're ecstatic. A minute, 22 seconds remain in this ball game. John Bice comes up with a big interception for the Indians. And boy, is there happiness across the way. The Indian fans are going completely mad. Now the clock has a minute, 22 seconds. And the Indians, all they have to do is just eat up that much time and they'll win this ball game. It's 26-21. The Indians out in front. An exciting climax to this exciting ball game. An annual grudge match. Right, he just keeps the ball and tucks it in good and drives to the 45-yard line. A gain of about a yard as Greg Davis, the quarterback, tries to eat up that clock. Jim, I haven't been keeping track of the jacket timeouts.
Well, they lost one on
they
the
did.
Injury.
Yes, they did lose one on that injury. A timeout is called now by the Jackets. The handoff and about 2 yards gained on the play to the 47-yard line. I think that was Alvarez. The clock is moving. 55 seconds. The Jackets call another timeout. And Davis lost about 6 yards back to his 42-yard line. And the clock is stopped. Now, let's see, Jim. Did the Jackets call that timeout?
They sure did, Don, and I didn't think they had that many left. I think we're going to get into another timeout situation. I don't believe they have 4 timeouts coming. They lost one with an injury a little earlier, and I think this is the 3rd time. They're going back to play now.
Okay, we have 40 seconds left on the clock, and the Indians will kick. Chisholm stands on his 31-yard line. Now, Jim, it may be a fake kick. Here's the snap. Chisholm does kick it. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 39-yard line and stops the clock with 33 seconds left. So, well, let's see, fans. We have 36 seconds left in the game. The Jackets have the ball. The game is not over yet. You Jacket fans have left. You're going to miss an exciting end here. The Jackets have it 1st and 10 on their own. See, they rule the ball went out of bounds on their 44-yard line.
I don't think they have a timeout left, Don.
Well, I hope they shouldn't have any more timeouts left. 33 seconds left. Make a guess. Monty Parker rolls to the left side. He's going to keep the ball. He's running. He's tripped up, but he maintains his equilibrium, and he's rolled out of bounds at his 47-yard line, and that stops the clock with 26 seconds. Ronnie Wilbanks and Mike Tibbetts came up to roll him out of bounds. They wanted very much to tackle him inbounds, but he more or less slid. Mike Anderson comes out for the Jackets. Rhodes, they split into the right, and Worthington, they split into the left. Parker wants the pass. He throws down the middle. It's broken up, incomplete. And that stops the clock. Coming up to break up that pass with Mike Tibbetts. It was intended for Worthington. Only 4 seconds, Jim said, was taken up on that incompleted pass attempt, and we still have 22 seconds left in the game. Down and 7 at the Jacket 47. Monty Parker. Back to pass once again. He sets, and he is going to be tripped up and thrown for a big loss back at his 37-yard line, and the clock continues to run. Coming in to put the big stop on him was Philip Sanderson. There's the countdown, 4 seconds, 3. The Jackets may not have time for this. A swing pass is thrown. The clock runs out. incompleted pass, and our ball game is over. The Indians have won it. Our final score is Fort Nature's Grove 26 and the Port Arthur Yellow Jackets 21. Friends, our game has been brought to you tonight by the following very fine sponsors. And you hear the excitement up here in the box. By Grove's Home Supply, 4319 Lincoln in Grove. Smith Truck Company, 1005 Fort Nature.